Wayback Radio Theater presents The Adventures of Hezek.
Hezek is my friend. Hezek is my friend. He'll be with me to the very end. On that you can depend. Hezek is my friend. Hezek is my friend. He'll be with me to the very end. Cause Hezek is my friend.
And now, Chapter 1, A Real Dog.
All right, Pemison, it's beddy by time. Time all good little girls were in bed.
Okay, Daddy.
Before I tuck you in, we need to let your lightning bugs go.
But I want to keep them in their jar in my room overnight.
If you do, they'll die, sweetheart. You wouldn't want that, would you?
No.
We'll let them go for now, and you can catch them again tomorrow.
Okay, Daddy. Goodbye, lightning bugs. I have fun playing with you.
Thanks, Tammy. Bye. Bye.
See you later.
All right. Now off to bed with you.
Can Hezek come with me?
You've taken him to bed with you every night since you got him for your birthday last year. Wouldn't you like to take one of your other stuffed animals?
No. Hezek's the only one I want. He's my bestest friend.
All right. Bring Hezek along then.
Come on, Hezek. We have to go to bed now.
Here we are. Don't forget your prayers before you get in.
Okay. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. God bless Mommy and Daddy and Mr. Fry, and God bless all the orphans in the world and Hezek.
All right, now. You hop in bed and I'll pull up the covers.
Okay.
There we go.
Daddy?
What, sweetheart?
Do you think that if I prayed really hard, that God would bring Hezek to life?
That's not the kind of thing you should pray about, honey.
Why not?
That would be a selfish prayer. We don't pray for things just because we want them. God is far too busy to give us all everything we want just for ourselves. When you ask Him to bless all the orphans in the world, that's a good prayer. You're asking God to help others.
But it's not for me. It's for Hezek. Hezek can't ask for himself.
Well, you can try, but I'm pretty sure God won't hear a prayer like that.
All right, Daddy, but I still wish he was alive.
Hezek is alive in your imagination, and this way you can be sure he'll always do what you want him to do. A live puppy might not be so well-mannered. There's an old saying, be careful what you wish for, you might just get it.
What does that mean?
You'll understand someday. Now tuck Hezek in, close your eyes, and go to sleep.
Good night, Daddy. Hezek?
It's morning and I need to go out.
Hezek, you're alive.
Yeah, right. It's a beautiful sunshining morning and I want to go out and play.
Me too, but I have to go get dressed first.
But I need to go now. I've got to tinkle.
I'll take you to the bathroom. You can use the potty there.
Oh, don't be silly. Dogs don't use potties. Just let me out, please. I can see a big old elm tree from here right through that window. It looks perfect.
All right, come on. I'll let you go out in the backyard.
Thanks. You don't know how long I've wanted to be able to say this.
I'll be right back as soon as I get my clothes on. I'll come out and we can play together.
Okay. Oh, hello, Bert. Hello, Sun. Hello, world. Hello, Cat.
What kind of a dog are you?
What do you mean?
I've never seen a green dog before. Your eyes look just like coat buttons, and you don't have floppy ears or a floppy tail. You're floppy all over.
Maybe I'm a dog as floppulous.
A what?
Never mind. My name is Hezek. What's yours?
Little bit.
Want to be friends?
Aren't you going to bark at me and chase me around?
Why?
Because that's what dogs do. They chase cats. We're not supposed to get along, you know. Haven't you ever heard the expression, they fight like cats and dogs?
I don't think so.
You are definitely one strange pup. But I suppose we could give it a try. Just as long as you promise you won't try and eat me.
I promise I won't eat you. But now that you mention it, I am a little hungry.
What do you like to eat?
Well, Pammy had a tea party last weekend, and we had something called sugar cookies. Whoa, I really like them a lot.
I wouldn't know where to even start looking for sugar cookies. But if you'd be interested in a mouse, I know a meadow that's chock full of them.
Ugh, I don't think I could eat a mouse. Pammy's second favorite best friend is a mouse. And come to think of it, I don't think I've ever eaten anything but sugar cookies.
Boy, that's a tough one.
Yo, LB. Meow. What are you up to? And who's your friend? Yikes, it's a dog.
Meow. Back at you, Blackie. You can relax. This is Heesik. He isn't like any dog you've ever seen. He wants to be friends. Say hello to my friend Blackie, Heesik.
Hi.
A dog, huh? I don't know, LB.
He promised he wouldn't eat me.
But he's a dog.
Have you ever seen a green dog before?
Well, no. I can't say as I have.
With button eyes and floppy all over?
Definitely not.
How in the world is he supposed to chase you if he doesn't have a skeleton?
He's still a dog.
But all he's ever eaten is sugar cookies.
Sugar cookies? You gotta be kidding me.
You tell him, Heesik.
It's true. And I sure could do with a couple right now.
LB, are you sure he's cool?
What do you mean?
I mean, are you sure he's cool?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, Heesik, what would you say to a little taste of catnip? It's primo stuff. I got it from a very well-connected Persian I know. Meow.
I thought you told me you were going to lay off the wacky weed, Blackie.
I didn't promise, did I? Besides, who's it going to hurt? Nobody I know. So how about it, Heesik, my new canine buddy?
Much obliged, but I still think I'd rather have a sugar cookie.
Don't be a dope, Blackie. Catnip doesn't do anything for dogs anyway.
All right. But don't say I didn't offer.
Maybe you can get your friend Pammy to throw another tea party with sugar cookies.
Maybe.
Look, if you absolutely have to have a sugar cookie, well, as it turns out, I can hook you up.
You can?
You can?
Sure. No problem at all. I just happen to know where there's a whole trash can full of them.
Really?
Yep. Right back of McGee's Bakery. Come on, I'll show you.
Oh, but I'm not supposed to leave the yard. And even if I wanted to, there's a fence.
Never stop me.
But you're a cat. Heesik is a dog.
Please, don't remind me.
Dogs can't climb like we can. Thank goodness for that. And Heesik is too little to be able to jump the fence.
Can you squeeze under it there where that rut is, maybe?
I'll try. Nope. No dice.
Well, maybe I could just grab him by the ear and drag him over.
Grab me? How?
Like this.
Ow! Hey, I promise not to bite you. The least you could do is return the favor.
All right. What if you just climb on my back and hang on tight?
It's worth a try.
Okay. I'm on. Let's go.
Well, what do you know?
We made it.
All right.
Little bit. It's din-din time. Come to Mama.
Oh, brother. Look, I gotta go.
That's all right. I can show Heesik the way. I promise I'll take very good care of him.
Would that be all right with you, Heesik?
Sure. I suppose so.
All right, then. I'll catch up with you two later.
See you later, LB.
Goodbye.
Alone at last. Okay, Heesik, my plush canine friend. Follow me. The sugar cookies await.
I thought you said it wasn't very far. It feels like we've been walking forever.
We're almost there. See, McGee's is right across the street. Come on.
Wait, wait. We can't cross in the middle of the block.
What are you talking about?
Pammy's mommy says you should always cross the street at the corner, and we have to wait for the light.
Don't be silly. Just follow me.
But I might get hit by a car.
We'll wait until there aren't any cars coming.
And Mommy always holds our hands.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Believe me, the irony of what I am about to say does not escape me. Hezek, don't be a fraidy-cat. There aren't any cars coming right now. Just stick close to me and you'll be fine. Now let's go.
Don't stop in the middle of the road, Blackie. A car might be coming.
This will only take a second. Put that dog nose of yours to good use. What does that smell like to you?
Where?
Right there. Is that chewing gum?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Any hint of spearmint or peppermint?
I don't think so. Maybe Bazooka Joe? I almost got hit by a car!
Relax, you made it, didn't you?
You left me in the middle of the street with a car coming!
You should have seen the look on your face.
That wasn't very nice.
I'm sorry. Look, we're almost there. All we gotta do now is nick around behind McGee's. The sugar cookies are right back there. What did I tell you? There it is. Have you ever seen a more beautiful sight?
It just looks like a trash can to me. And you didn't tell me it was in the middle of a big mud puddle.
No problem. It's right up against the fence. All you have to do is jump up on the top like this. And walk along the fence top until you get to the trash can.
I can't do that. I'm not a cat.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting. Well, the sun is out. If you want to wait around for a couple of hours, it'll probably dry out.
But I'm hungry now.
So you've told me. Well, before we worry about how to get you there, let me take a quick peek to make sure the cookies are still there. Yep, it's still full to the brim.
Could you just get me one?
You know the old saying, don't you? Give a dog a cookie and he'll eat for a day. Give a dog a barrel of cookies and he'll eat for a long time.
I'd settle for just one right now, just to start off.
Look, I'll help you get to the barrel. We can do just like you did with LB. You climb up on my back and I'll carry you over there.
Okay, Blackie. Thanks.
All right. All set?
Yep.
Hang on.
You threw me in the paddle. Now I'm all wet and dirty.
It was an accident. I was about to lose my balance.
You did it on purpose.
No, I didn't. Hezek, buddy. Come on, let's try it again.
I don't know if a sugar cookie is worth all this.
It's not a sugar cookie. It's a whole barrel full.
Well, all right. But if I wasn't so hungry...
That's the spirit. Come on, climb aboard. That's it. Now, up on the fence we go. Hang on. Almost there. And here we are.
But the barrel is empty.
And this is where you get off.
Hey!
So long, sucker.
I'm stuck. Please. Blackie, help me out!
Sorry about your luck, dog.
What will Hezek do? He didn't find any sugar cookies, and now he's stuck in the bottom of a big trash can with no way to escape. Be sure to join us for the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Hezek. This presentation of The Adventures of Hezek starred Kathy Garver as Hezek, with Pam Hungate as Pammy, Tom Fitzpatrick as Daddy, Anne-Marie Mara as Lil Bit, and Mike Wheeler as Blackie. Also appearing in this episode, Linda Rasmussen. Music composed and performed by Chad Rennie. Special thanks to Mary Moore Campagna. The Adventures of Heezik was written, produced, and directed by Mike Wheeler. It is copyrighted 2017 by the author, and all rights are reserved. I'm your announcer, Aaron Hiles, thanking you for listening and inviting you to join us again next time for the further adventures of Heezik. This has been a Wayback Radio Theater presentation.